Welcome to the Holy Church of God's Global Outreach Center. We pray that this gospel message will reach its mark into the hearts of the hearers, glorify God, lift up Jesus, and save the lost, that it will comfort the afflicted and afflict the comfortable and fully furnish us with a heart for God.
And Joyce were married almost as long as Pamela and I. I think they were married 42 years. We've been married 44 this month. And I can't imagine being without my spouse, my mate, my gift from God. Hallelujah. The Bible said to live joyfully with the wife of thy youth. And that means the one you married with such passion and love to continue to live in the joy of that relationship. Don't let it grow cold. And the same thing could be said about our relationship with the Lord. Amen. But Joyce and David were like salt and pepper. You just didn't see one without the other. They were always together. I never thought of them as individuals. I thought of them as Joyce and David. Not just Joyce or not just David, but Joyce and David. And I believe that after all of these years, Pamela and I are, coming into the same category. Somebody said that dogs, owners and dogs begin to kind of look alike. I don't know about all of that, but if that be so, we got a beautiful doggy, and maybe I'll start looking better as time goes on. Of course, some people have got those ugly dogs, but we won't even go there, all right? We won't even go there. Amen. Beauty's in the eye of the beholder, but I've seen some dogs that should, I won't even go there either. Praise God. God is good. Amen. Bruiser is a beautiful dog. Amen. He's so precious. Bruiser, that's why they call him Bruiser. He's so sweet and precious to two people. Everybody else, be very, very careful. Anyway, God is good. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm so glad that Jesus is consistent. I'm glad for the faithfulness of God's people. I'm glad for what you have enabled us to do for the Lord. I'm grateful for the opportunities we have for ministry that are seeming to start coming in very quickly now. And I'm looking for time. I'm looking to carve out time to fulfill opportunities to go and preach at various situations that the Lord has opened. I just need the time now. But my greatest desire is to be in this pulpit to share Christ here with those that will come to listen. And we pray today will be a life-changing day for all of us. Every time I study for a funeral, just for my remarks, I study a lot to say a few things. And I get reacquainted with the hope of this gospel. There's nothing like the gospel of Jesus Christ in all of the world. There's no hope like we have. No other religion in the entire world. Some religions, your grand goal is to not have to come back and go through it again trying to get it right, because when you finally get it right, you're just gone. You reach some point I don't know what it is. It's so crazy. And it doesn't bring any real hope or fulfillment in this life or hope for the future. Christianity is different. Amen. So the promises of God are yea and amen to them that believe. Amen. And they are exceeding great and precious to every one of us that have embraced the gospel of Jesus Christ. The circle isn't going to be broken by and by. If you've got loved ones in heaven, it isn't over. Your mother, your father, if you've got a child in heaven, you've got friends in heaven. Amen. That circle is not going to be broken. Death did not break that. It's not a period. It's only a comma in the life of a believer. Can you say it's a little pause in light of eternity before we are united forever? I got a daughter. The only daughter I've got, amen, is in heaven with the Lord. And I can't wait to see my daughter. Amen. Streets of gold are going to be beautiful. Gates of pearl are going to be something else. But Jesus and the people we love is going to outshine the golden streets that we're walking on. It's going to be a long time, I believe. We're going to be so enthralled with Jesus and the saints of old and our friends and neighbors and loved ones and family that it's going to be a long time before we get around to noticing how beautiful the city is. I just don't believe I'm going to be caught up with the city when I see my daughter. I don't believe when my dad goes home that I'm going to be saying, I ain't got time to talk with you, Dad. I got to run down here and you look at this river that's flowing from the throne. No, I want to see him who sits on the throne, and I want to see my daddy standing by the throne when that day comes. Hallelujah. I love my family, and being together is what's going to be to make it heaven for me. God wants it to be better than I would be satisfied with, because if I had a cabin in the corner of Glory Land, And I had my children around me and my family around me forever and ever and ever and ever with no sickness, disease, aging, nothing to ever separate us. I'd be a happy camper. Can you say amen? No, I just thought I'd run that by you. But there are no cabins in the corner of Glory Land. Amen. There's only mansions. So God has prepared a place for us. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this offering we're about to receive today. We thank you for the faithfulness of your people. If it wasn't for it, we would not be here. We could not do this work if it wasn't for your people seeing the value of investing in a ministry that goes beyond these walls, touches hearts and lives where you send your word. Father, I just thank you and praise you for sending your word to heal those that hurt, for to deliver those that Satan would certainly destroy if you did not interrupt their life with your grace and mercy. So, Father, we just thank you once again for the privilege of giving to your word. And I pray, Father, that we will grow enough that one day that this ministry will support me full time, that I can go everywhere, that the doors are open and do everything that you call me to do. But in the meantime, I'm going to put my best foot forward for Jesus and use the time that you've given me, Lord, to the greatest advantage for the kingdom of God. And everyone that is grateful to be part of something that we all know God is in said, amen and amen. Hallelujah. As you give this morning, we want to thank you again. We love you for it. And I normally bring a message on special days that kind of line up with the special day. And I just want to say this to moms this morning, because the message he's given me is not about a mother's love compared to God's love per se. But I just want to say to you this. There is a scripture in the Old Testament, and this is not about the message this morning, but just to say to you moms, the greatest honor that God could ever give you is to associate his love with the true love of a mother's heart. You may not have had the kind of mother that God wants his love to be represented by in a way that we can understand something so divine and sublime that there's no way he could give us a true glimpse of it that we could grasp unless he associated with something familiar. So he said, can a mother forsake her suckling child? Yea, she may, but I will never forsake you, O house of Israel. He said through Jesus, the same God incarnate in Christ says to Israel that he's going to be judged because of rejecting him. But he said, he lamented over them and said, how many times would I have taken you under my wing as a mother hen does her chicks, but you wouldn't let me. You that stone the prophets and kill them that are sent to you. I want in love to reach you. You won't let me. But if you would let me, I would love you like with a maternal type of love. There's a tenderness to this great, mighty God, amen, that is expressed in a good mother's love for her children. Many times we fail to love like that ideal. But there are people who attain that. And when they do, they're getting close to the divine. Amen. This is how God loves. I've told you often the story of the forest fire. Since those forest fires are raging on our border of North Florida and Georgia and also in California, all state is getting ready to cancel a whole lot of policies after July. Well, they won't issue any more in California because of the fires and because of the mudslides. And so we don't have problems here in Florida with insurance. They've got it now in California because companies don't want to be at risk. They understand that there are things happening that can put them in jeopardy, and they really, insurance companies are not in the business of paying out money. They're in the business of taking it in. So we can see that as anything that puts that in jeopardy, they're ready to abandon ship on us. But a forest fire had swept through, driven by winds of 40 and 50 mile an hour, and took a farm with it. And as they came to the smoldering ashes of the farm as they returned, there was a mother hen laying down with her wings stretched out. And that mother hen was scorched and dead because the fire was a flash fire, and it just absolutely blew over them quickly and incinerated the mother hen. They heard cheeping, little sounds, peeping sounds coming from under the carcass of that charred back of that mother hen. And when they turned the mother hen over, there was five little bitties underneath because she had opened her wings and took them in, then laid herself down and let the fire take her to save them. Jesus said, as a mother hen would cover her chicks, I want to cover you, O house of Israel. Now, folks, that's love. Somebody say that's love. Amen. Amen. God commends his love for us, that while we were yet sinners, what did Jesus do? He took the wrath of the blast of God's wrath. He took that wrath that should have been upon us for our sins upon himself, that we might be forgiven. So, Mom, I want to tell you something today. Amen. He has associated his love with the love of a mother for a child. He said that kind of love is representative of this great, mighty God. So if you're looking at God as some distant, mighty, majestic one, he is mighty and majestic. But I want you to know he's personal with his love. And he loves you with a tender and tenacious love. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. That he would lay down his life still blows me away. That he would love me to that degree. Does it do anything for you this morning that you are loved to that degree? You know, it ought to so absolutely fulfill us that we quit trying to get everybody else, amen, to approve us and applaud us. If you got to have that, you're in deep trouble, because most people are not interested in applauding you. They're too busy clapping for themselves. I used to play games online, and I don't have the time to do it anymore, but I used to play games online to kind of fellowship my son here in Tampa. And one of the games we played, there was a guy that came on there, and his name was Clap Clap It's Dirt Nap. Now, I don't get all that, but he was applauding himself. Everybody clap because I'm here now. Clap, clap, it's Dirt Nap. Many people applaud themselves. Few care about lifting you up. God wants to lift you up today. Can you say amen? You're his children. He wants to applaud you. Well, I want you to stand for the word of God this morning. We're going to do something just a little bit different. So I give you the radio broadcast to put online and let it go to Australia and the UK and wherever else God will send it. I was telling the preacher about our broadcast at the funeral, and demons tremble when the weakest Christian prays. Demons tremble when the weakest Christian stands and lifts their hands and their voices and praises my holy name for who I am and what I have done and what I have promised to do. Yea, the netherworld, deep in the recesses of hell, there is great fear that my people will stand and glorify me, that I may glorify my name, that I may sanctify my name, that I may set my name apart from the false gods of the heathen and pagan, and let it be known to the whole world that your God is God, saith the Lord. Somebody give him praise today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Will you join hands with one another? It's no service tonight, because we want you to have a wonderful Mother's Day. And if you got a mom, go spend time with her. Call her on the phone. But aren't you glad you got a God with such a tender heart that he bends down. He stops in his tracks. He turns toward us when we cry to him. That was the basis of David's faith. He knew how God was reacting. Even though he couldn't see God, he knew something about God's heart. Halabakasanda. The Father loveth you, saith the Spirit. The Father loveth you. The Father loveth you. And if you, being evil, know how to give good things to your children, how much more will your Heavenly Father give good things to them that ask him? Be not afraid. Be not fearful. Be not timid, hold not back, but come boldly, for you will be welcomed. Come boldly, for you will be received with great love. Come boldly before the throne of grace, and you will surely obtain grace and mercy. You have his ear, because you have his heart, saith the Spirit of God. Somebody give him praise in this room. Isn't it good to know what happens when we pray? How many are going to pray with a new lightness this week? Amen. And pray more frequently. Talk to your Father. He loves you so much. He loves me so much. Heavenly Father, I don't know how to try to stop a service. It has to go through that door with us. It has to go with us into our life. Father, everyone that's in a horrible pit of any kind today, thank you for the God that reaches deep enough to reach us and is strong enough to extract us and pull us out. But thank you, Lord, for the God who doesn't leave us on a slippery slope so we can go back in and Satan can reclaim and regain ground. Thank you for the God that lifts us to a high cliff, a rock, and establishes our feet upon it. And from that standpoint of victory, establishes our goings. And gives us a song of victory, of lasting, continuing victory, lasting joy and lasting peace. That will cause others to know how good you are and great you are and come to fear your name and trust in you. Father, we know why the enemy fights us so desperately. Because we are the living, breathing witnesses for who you are and how wonderful you are. Help us to show forth your virtues to this world that is so bound. And set us free that we might do it from a high place. In Jesus' name, and everyone that is looking for Holy Ghost revival, hallelujah, in this place and in your life, said amen and amen and amen and amen. God bless you. Hallelujah. As you celebrate a happy, joyous Mother's Day, if your mother's in heaven, hallelujah. Just tell her you love her from here. Praise God.